Paul's letter to Titus, chapter 2. I'm thinking just at the moment of verse 13, concerning the blessed hope, but shall we begin reading at verse 11? For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar or purchased people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Titus is referred in Paul's opening remarks to this letter to him as a son in the faith. He evidently was a brother who could carry responsibility as to difficulties and helps in the work of God. I'm thinking of the letter to 2 Corinthians, the many times his name is mentioned there. And now as Paul is thinking of his soon departure, no doubt in a short time, he writes those personal letters to Timothy and to Titus. And yet one who, knowing and experiencing, as we think of Titus, not only his own personal life and conduct, but with a burden and exercise as to the people of God and to the testimony of God. And all, as we might suggest, the stress and emotional impacts this would leave upon his heart. Just sitting here at the moment, I thought of verse 13 in the midst of this few verses, looking for that blessed hope. How good it is, brethren and sisters, even as soon we rise once more of having sat at the Lord's table. It conveys to your heart and mind an upward look. We've been taken in spirit back to Calvary, not only in hymns, but in the prayers, even to the very beginning of time and back beyond that, when the Son and the Father and the Spirit of God dwelt and will and has forever. And yet amidst it all, as we not only have been brought to Calvary, you remember that the Lord said, and it's given to us by Paul in the Corinthian letter, as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye declare the Lord's death. This do in remembrance of me until I come. A blessed hope. And that hope is concerning the person that God, who through his grace bringeth salvation into this world, hath appeared to all men. I suggest that simply means it's been made available to all men. God is no respecter of persons. When he speaks of all men, it's the human race. But verse 12, relating to individuals who have come into the blessing, teaching us personally, not only Titus, Paul, left for your reading and mine. What is he teaching? Through that great salvation, not only the deliverance from the penalty of sin, But your practice in mind and life, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that which is unscriptural, that which is unworthy of God's name in life and conduct. And then the exhortation to live soberly, that is, with a right perspective, individually in our hearts, righteously before man, godly in this present world. And then he moves to the return, the hope of his coming. Looking for. Does that suggest anticipation? Looking for that blessed hope. It's not a hope-so thing. It's a reality, a blessed hope we anticipate. What is it going to entail? And the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I know this could be related to the moment when he steps to the world in the heavens at the end of the tribulation when every eye shall see him, but I love to appeal in view of the rapture here. You and I that wait for that glorious appearing, the world will not see him at the time of his stepping to the air as to snatch away his saints. In a moment, he sweeps this earth. And from the graves and the waters of the sea come the remains of those who have passed, those of his own. And the living at that moment, and if it happens in the next moment, we go. A blessed hope. But notice, the appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, reminding us that our Savior is none less but God. We have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But it was our blessed Lord Jesus who gave himself for us that he might redeem us. We're waiting for the consummation of our salvation, when we'll enjoy not only deliverance as we have from conversion's moment, the penalty of sin, in some measure knowing deliverance in our lives, we trust daily from the practice of sin. But oh, that moment when we'll be found from the very, delivered from the very presence of sin. And you have us there as we've reminded our hearts in prayer. Our whole acceptance is in himself, the Beloved, our Lord Jesus Christ. So he reminds Titus that amidst all the cares of life and whatever was entailed as to his faithful service, there's always the upward look. Our Lord is coming. We were singing last night at the close of the meeting, Jesus is coming. Sing the glad word. What a hope, what a prospect. Should fill our hearts with joy when we consider him. How low he stooped to lift us when we will share the glory on high forever and forever and forever. The Lord bless his word for his name's sake.